W2JKT.
For the day now.
I am 6 miles from getting off this terrible freeway.
That would be what I hate about your drive every day is 85.
This way on family car trips when I was a kid, and I just never remember so much population density, congestion, construction. I do remember the construction in Atlanta when I was a kid back in the 80s, when they were building Spaghetti Junction and all this other stuff, but I never remember South Carolina being anything other than trees and nothing.
Now things have changed. That's like where I'm at up in Brevard. In the 47 years I've been alive, it's changed drastically.
And this whole corridor between Atlanta and Charlotte, and then, you know, even north of it, up into Asheville and stuff like that, it's just been growing in leaps and bounds. And I think especially when COVID hit, even more people started looking for a more rural place to live. So this whole area has just been exploding.
Sure. I just hope they don't bring, they bring the right mentality with them, let's put it that way.
Nice to our neighbors, right? And just treat each other with respect and with goodness. That's all I really care about. Hopefully the people who come will feel the same way.
Yes, sir, that's exactly what I was talking about. But not everybody that moves down here feels that way.
Not many people feel that way, period, no matter where they are or if they're moving or not. Hi, hi.
That was you, but there might have been another station trying to get in.
Got to give them a minute to break in here.
This is Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox, KF4MUF. Good afternoon.
Didn't catch all of the call. You're a little noisy. KO4HKX here, Patrick.
My window's down in the Jeep. Roger.
The Jeep. I got you that time.
Just want to say good afternoon. I moved up from South Florida to learn y'all's traditions and your ways, and I come up here with all the respect I can, and I've enjoyed it. Roger.
That way, we're glad to have you. Not everyone does that, though.
Brought up too, bring everybody respect, you know, give them respect until they don't want it.
Back in here.
How's it going, man? Good to meet you. And name here is Eric, W2JKT. I love the idea of just everybody being good to each other. I don't know why there's any reason to be any different. So, hey, you know, good for us, right?
But gentlemen, I'll let you get it back at it, man. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. I thank you. This is Kilo Fox 4, Mike Kilo 4 Fox.
Man, feel free to jump in the conversation anytime. This is W2JKT.
Yeah, don't ever hesitate to jump in, KO4HKX. Like you say, we're all welcome.
Hi, guys.
Here at 9 o'clock at night, there's a net every night where you can meet a lot more people around here like-minded.
I definitely do that. I'm still, you know, I just bought a house over here at Liberty, so I'm still setting my stuff up. Right now, I'm just working on a base for my tower.
Every night at 9 o'clock.
Okay, we'll definitely get in there.
I'd love to have you, and I'm sorry, but I missed your name.
I give it my mistake. My name is Jody, Juliet Oscar David Yankee.
Jody on that one.
Yes, sir, I'm at the house, so you can probably hear me good now without that wind blowing through.
It's on the noise for me, I don't know about Eric.
I'm starting to lose the repeater anyway, so I got a lot of static, but I'll go ahead and sign since I'm about to get off the freeway and lose the repeater. So great talking to both of you, Patrick and Jody. I hope you both have a fantastic day. I will catch you guys a little bit later on. This is W2JKT. I'll be signing off.
W2JKT, good to talk to you this afternoon. Maybe we'll catch you in the morning.
I'm there, can't afford you.
I haven't got your call down yet, and good to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you many more times. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
KO4HK, I think it was? Yes, sir, we'll definitely do that. See you later.
4HKX. KA3JCA. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Richard. How was your day? KO4HKX here.
Pretty good. I able to take a nap and rest a little bit more. Yesterday, I sat up too long, wait for them to install my hospital bed, but so it was a little stiff and sore, but I just got through reprogramming my handheld, just trying to tweak up the function keys on what I wanted available as far as, like, Bluetooth monitoring, being able to have sub-channel. Stand by, I got a call, KA3JCA.
I'll be around for a while, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KA3JCA. Sorry about that. Yeah, the yesterday when they delivered the bed, I guess they were missing a regular, it's a, like a round pin that has one of those special cotter clips that goes through the hole but clips around the shaft of the pin to keep it from going on. I use them on my lawnmower, my tractors, but I didn't have an extra one the size they needed for the hospital bed. Apparently they lost it yesterday, so they're bringing one back tomorrow. Probably not even an inch and a half long, and it has that special kind of cotter clip pin, that one that kind of looks like a W. It snaps over and locks that halfway on the pin, and it has the big ring so you can pull in and out. But yeah, they apparently lost it yesterday in the yard, and they looked and looked and couldn't find it.
Yeah, from time to time. As long as they get it fixed, that'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I said. So what I was saying before the phone ringing, I was going through my 878 today and just kind of going through and learning all the menu functions, what you can and can't do, because you really only have the PF1, 2, and 3, and then you have the P1 and the P2 key, and each one of those five keys has you have a short function and a long function. So I was set it up so that I could go to the sub-channel of the dual VFO, and I can change between the others. Just, I'm trying to make it match my 578, which is on the nightstand.
I've got mine set up the way I like it, too, and somebody else picked it up. I don't know if they'd like it or not.
I tell people there's some options some people like, some things they don't like. I've been trying to get more and more into the program and going down and reading the notes at the bottom of the screen, which some are clear, some are not clear. But, hey, doing that and practicing putting stuff in, I learned a valuable lesson the other day with Excel. I was putting them in, and you know how, like, when you do a code plug, you can put a spare line in there and it shows up on a computer program software? Well, in Excel, the line is there, but that apparently line is hidden. And I tried to write the code plug and drop the repeater. I tried to write the code plug to the radio, and if you actually leave the blank line visible in the Excel spreadsheet CSV format, that it won't write to the radio. It gives you an error saying there's no data. So, but if I go in and basically delete the line, it skips the line number because there's a column at the very beginning that keeps track of the sequence of frequencies you have in your code plug. So, but I finally got that settled, and so now the process of writing is a lot easier.
Were you on the live stream last night?
Yes, I log in religiously every Wednesday, just hoping I'll win something again. And last night I thought it was kind of weird, you know, that when they came up to the membership drawing, Nesto, he was drawn, and he said he was there, and then he gave it back. So they drew a name, and the person wasn't there, so they drew a third name, and Nesto's name popped up again. I have probably about 6,000 entries that I have in their database because I register every Wednesday.
That one last night, and it was pretty informative about how to manipulate the code plug and different things.
Tell you, if you go to, especially if you have their membership, and you can either subscribe to it annually or monthly. If you do annually, they give you $150 in-store credit automatically. Monthly, I don't know what the monthly credit is. I think it's $14.99 a month credit or whatever. But you can watch all their BridgeCom University videos that, I mean, they have, an enormous amount of information that if you Google it, sometimes you might get a YouTube video, but it's definitely on their BridgeCom website.
BridgeCom University, free with the plug-and-play package I bought.
Yeah, that's what I did. When I got my radios, it came with I bought the membership, and I got the 578, and I got the plug-and-play for the 878 and hotspot. GFW Mobile. AA3JCA.
10KO4HX.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, just working on code plugs.
I'm out here on 25, heading north.
Today's almost over.
Richard, but you broke up on that one for me.
Me also. I'll be right back. I got a pain in the back that I have to take care of here real quick. Just unexpected. I'll be right back. KA3JCA.
One bad spot, it's right there where all that dye spilled on the interstate. It's just, you just can't hardly get in from there.
That's kind of what I figured you were in your bad spot up there.
It's a prosperous day.
That might be a little iffy this week.
Now I saw on the news they're talking about maybe a train worker strike by the 16th.
That's the same one they've been talking about for over a month now, but the president come in and done something, told them they couldn't go on strike for 30 days or 60 days or something, and now we're at the end of that.
He can do that again, which won't make no friends with the unions. They won't like it. He'll lose votes. Or he can just let everything go to hell in a handbasket and just have all kinds of world famine.
Honestly, just don't know what's going to happen anymore. I hate to even speculate on any of it.
One day at a time and just play it by ear, right?
Pretty much.
Queen of England passed away today.
Something had happened because I heard them talking about her on the radio earlier, but I didn't hear anything like that.
This morning she was pretty bad sick. They called everybody in, and then sometime this afternoon she passed away.
You know, old, wouldn't she?
She was 96, so you'd have to be in your late 70s to even remember when somebody else ruled.
So she's been the queen ever since I can remember anything.
Years.
Maybe.
GFW, you, me, both.
Welcome back.
Afternoon, Jay.
Patrick, if I'm not mistaken, she's the longest ruling monarch that England's ever had. I might be mistaken, but I think that's right. Cut off their family members trying to kill them.
I'm reading an article about it, and if I read it right, she wasn't really in line to get it, but the guy who was relinquished it to her father, and that put her in line.
Yeah, he abdicated because he wanted to marry a divorced American woman.
There.
Divorced American woman? Go ahead, Patrick.
Letting that one play.
trying to see where it was going.
Years ago, marrying a divorcee was a no-no, especially if you were a monarch.
Happiness, right?
Sorry.
I said if it gets you happiness.
Good friend of Hitler's, turns out. Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Access Mobile, at it again.
Dave, KO4HX.
I can't catch a break. I just got home. I got called out to a service call. I just got home from an install, and I'm getting called out to a service call. Darn it.
I'm going to throw money at you, Dave. N4ZLK.
Don't you worry. I'll fatten the bill up a little bit. You know, I got to pay my taxes now. Anyway, enough of that. I don't know who gets it next. Hello, Patrick.
Must be nice to run around and just people throw money at you.
Well, you know, I'm just that kind of guy that's got my hand out, you know. I'll take it, whatever. Anyway, I don't know who's in here, so I'm just going to pass it back to the next person. Shane, you take it and pass it around.
Something to say, and I thought of something, but probably better not, Dave. Anyway, go ahead, Ken. N4ZLK.
It's same boat, KN4TFW.
Goodbye, y'all.
Very highly of them because they held their tongues.
Don't you forget that. And I'm going to jump out. I'm at my next one. Everybody have a good day. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
I guess I got to cut grass when I get home since it didn't rain.
Hey, KO4HX.
And KB2HXS. Yeah, I'm just heading in the borderline of Greer/Taylor. Got to go do a service call. One of Jimmy's calls. Jimmy's out of town, and I get all the service calls. Yay.
Roll out of that gate. I'm done. I'm glad that when I roll out of that gate, it worked. I'm done.
There's advantages, but I don't have that either. Still got to make sure his truck's clean and ready to go for the next day or next week.
Me, I'm not done. I'm going to... See, you roll out of the gate, and you're done making money for it today. I'm not. I go to a customer's house, I still make a couple of dollars to fill up the gas tank.
I used to be like that, but now I just... I like the time off better than when you get as old as I am.
How old you are?
Thank you.
900. I'll be 60 in April.
How'd you both be? I'm 47.
In 20 years, you can think about retiring.
25 to 30. Across the state line, so I'm going to have to say 73s, or we're going to have to move over to the other repeater, KO4HX.
I just passed. It looks a hazard car. Wow. I can switch over.
KN4 TFW clear.
Test clear in QSY.